Highness, can you hear me? Prince, follow my voice. My prince, are you there? Please, Your Highness. Yes, can you hear me? You're almost there, keep going. Yes, my prince. Goddess preserve, it's you, it's really you. I can't believe it actually worked. The odds were infinitesimal, but impossible. But I had to try. I never imagined it would actually... But here you are. Oh, of course. Forgive me. You must have a million questions. Where am I? How did I get here? Who is this strange maiden? Why are we naked? Yes, well... Where to begin? I'm an apprentice at the Academy of Sorcery. This place, this infinite white void, is called Well, the name isn't important. I pulled you in here so we could find you. My prince, you must tell me where you are. Your mother is beside herself with worry. The queen has never been so distraught. The shining light of the elven realm burns low. Her heart breaks, as do the hearts of all her subjects. You mean you don't know? Your Highness, what's the last thing you remember? Yes, the masquerade ball. Then nothing? Oh dear. It pains me that I must be the one to deliver Your Highness such dreadful news. The ball was attacked, and you were abducted by demons hiding in plain sight. Even the demon queen wore a disguise. She was so powerful and terrible as a raging storm. She took you and vanished. Many fell. Even the high sorcerer was no match for her. The clerics fear that he may never awaken, or even if he does, that his mind may be broken beyond healing. Forgive my rambling. There are more urgent matters. Have you any knowledge of where you're being held captive? Even the slightest detail to help us find you would be a boon. For as it stands, we've not the faintest notion of where to begin. The Queen has dispatched riders and spies to all corners of the continent, but nothing so far. And every hour, she grows ever more forlorn. If you have no memories after the ball, then that demon witch must be holding you a slumber. I may be able to wake you from here. I'll have a burst of magical power when I cut this connection. When I cut this connection, yes. How did you get here? Well, that's... I'm not completely certain. I mean, it shouldn't have worked. Like I said, it was a long shot. A miracle, really. I'm not avoiding the question. You want to know how you got here, and I'm trying to explain. There are some magics which harness... Is it a bit warm? Yes, where was I? Forgive me, Your Highness. I'm afraid I'm ill-suited to this, speaking on subjects of such impropriety. It's just, for the lover's link to take hold, the subjects must be very familiar with one another. Usually linking two strangers like this, it's never been done. Yes, that's what the spell is called, the lover's link. It's just a name, it doesn't mean it's... I'm not... Of course I don't consider us to be... It's from a forbidden branch of sorcery known as aromancy. It's love magic, but the Academy calls it sex witchery. And they've declared it taboo. No one knew what to do. You see, I felt I had to try something, even if I had to resort to some unorthodox methods. If the Academy knew what I'm doing right now in order to maintain this enchantment, I'd be cast out, labeled a heretic, or worse. Oh, my prince, I beg you, do not ask me that. These are not things of which one speaks in the presence of nobility. Yes, of course, that's true. Forgive me, I pulled you into this link. You have every right to know exactly how. Well, it's a powerful spell, but quite simple. Some candles, some runic symbols on the floor around me. Then I focused on my longing, my deep desire for my subject, and to fuel the incantation by harnessing the power of my pleasure. I simply had to awaken my flower. That's right. As we speak, I'm on the floor in my quarters, my naked body bathed in candlelight, touching my. Please, Your Highness, don't look at me. This enchantment is meant for lovers, for me to be here naked before you, writhing and moaning uncontrollably. It's so shameful. Moreover, I can feel the heat from your gaze. This spell enhances sensations, my prince, as you move your eyes over my soft, pale flesh. I feel it as a gentle caress upon my skin. I feel your eyes on my shoulder now, moving down to my soft, milky breasts. My bright pink nipples. Oh, my prince, please, you mustn't look down any further to my belly. Oh, to warn my... Your Highness, forgive me. I didn't mean to look at your... Oh, but it's... You're so hard. The sight of your desire only heightens my own. Forgive me, Your Highness, but I can't hold it any longer. The passion swelling within me, about to burst. I will use this to awaken you. Farewell, my prince. Fear not. I will find you again. Go carefully.
When the guards told me you were beginning to wake, I thought surely they're mistaken. Yet, here you are. Conscious and alert. And it looks like you're not the only one rising. My, what pleasant dreams you must have been having to wake with a cock that hard. Struggling? Really? Don't you find your new bed comfortable? I had it built especially for you. My dear, an ogre couldn't break those chains, let alone a weak, pampered elf prince. But if you insist on bruising your wrists and ankles against the unyielding restraints, of course, that's your royal privilege. Where am I? What do you want with me? I'll ask the questions, Highness. This is my domain. How did you break my sleeping spell? Aw, what's wrong? Suddenly you don't wish to speak with me? Well, no matter. You're mine now. Best get used to those chains, darling prince. No one knows where you are. No one is coming for you. The Elf Queen can never find you here where her power holds no sway. Even if she knew where to look. Even if she brought the entire elven army, the Wailing Woods is rife with many lethal obstacles. All manner of foul creatures make this dark forest their home. Anyone who came looking for you would be destroyed long before reaching my fortress, defended by my faithful demon horde. Not to mention myself. So you see, you're quite safely in my possession. And what an entertaining possession you will be, judging by the bulge in the front of your breeches. Aww. Why do you recoil from my touch, sweet prince? As if you could escape it. But I should tighten these chains so you're not tempted to play with that swollen cock of yours. And I'd be wasting all that seed. I have big plans for it. That's right. Your royal elven seed. And when all is said and done, my vengeance upon your mother, the arrogant bitch queen, will be complete. And you will have provided me with the key ingredient. Oh no, not yet, my prince. The moment is not right. This spell will take time to prepare. If all had gone to plan, you'd have slept until the ritual. But since you've somehow awakened, there's no reason we can't build up your stores. Accumulate a stockpile, as it were. But for that, we'll have to get rid of these pants. Oh my. I should have expected the handsome prince to have a handsome cock, but this? I love that look of defiance in your eyes. A gaze as sharp as the tip of my claw, tracing the underside of your cock. From the base, all the way up to the head. Oh, that twitch. Let's see what happens if I drag all my claws gently over you. Starting from your undercarriage, over your soft, sensitive sack, all the way up the shaft. Is that? Are you leaking? So you liked that, did you? Oh, don't bother denying it, Highness. Your rock-hard cock is speaking for you now. And it's begging me to wrap my soft demon hands around it and stroke up and down. Oh, how torn you must be feeling. If I were torturing you with pain, you could be the brave, defiant prisoner resisting his captor. But this? To be forced to endure a pleasure at the hands of your enemy. The soft, slick hands of the one you most despise. It must feel as though you're betraying yourself by enjoying my long, hard strokes up and down your shaft. Oh, come now, my prince. It can't be all bad. Any one of thousands among my demon horde would kill to be in your place, to have their manhood pleasured by their queen. Oh, what's this now? If it wasn't enough for your cock to betray you, now your eyes do as well. I see them darting toward me to steal glances at my body when you think I'm not looking. But which part of me keeps grabbing your attention, I wonder? Is it my horns? My leathery wings? my tail. Oh, I see. It's here that they linger, upon the plunging neckline at the front of my dress, the skin between my ample heaving breasts. Would your traitorous eyes like to see them? As your enemy, I should reward their treachery with a feast. Don't worry, I'll continue stroking you. I only need one hand to unfasten my cape and pull the front of my dress down to reveal these. Do you like them, Highness? Your eyes seem to. As does your throbbing cock. Do you like to watch them jiggle and sway to the rhythm of my strokes? You're really throbbing against my grip now. I think you might be ready to pop. Wouldn't that just serve me right? Knowing full well I need you to save your seed, wouldn't you just love to spill it here and now?
Wasted
and unused. To undermine my entire revenge plot? Oh, go ahead. I know you want to. I can feel you straining against me as the pleasure builds within you. I'll even stroke it faster for you. And I'll lick your ear with my long serpent tongue. As my breasts press up against you. Let it rise. Let it bubble over. You want to ruin my plans, don't you? Why not ruin my dress as well? Deliver your hot, sticky seed onto me. All over. You're almost there. Oops. Aw, look at you. Did you actually believe me? Cursed elves, how delightfully amusing. Never trust a demon, Your Highness. Did no one teach you that? And look at that poor throbbing cock. It looks so defeated. How absolutely tragic. I could almost feel sorry for it. If I wasn't so filled with hatred for your bitch mother. Now, let me make this perfectly clear. When the time comes, I will harvest your royal seed. If you dare break my sleep spell again before then, I will tease your cock until your balls swell so achingly full you'll be begging me to drain. Now back to sweet. You'll need your strength for what's to come.